Call number 7668548 1. Inmate ID 181824. Date 2014 10:26. Time 1 9 4 7 5 9. Dialed number 1 4 2 3 7 2 7 4 3 7 9. From station 2 1 0 5. Press 1 for English. Press 1 to place a call. Please enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign. After the tone, please say your first and last name.
Major Miller.
Press 0 to make a collect call. For calls within the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean, please enter. Hello, you have a prepaid call from
Glenn Miller,
an inmate at Johnson County Adult Detention. Your account balance is $5.90. To hear the charges for this call, press or say 2. To accept this call, press or say 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. To block this call, to confirm you accept this call, press or say 1.
1.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. Thank you for using IC Solutions. You may begin speaking now.
Glenn.
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Hey, man. I had a coughing attack when you called the first time.
What kind of attack?
I was coughing.
What?
I had just eaten some. I was coughing, but that's all right. Hey,
oh, call
back.
I cough off. What's his name? Email you the audio?
Yeah, and I listened to it, and I'm going to try to get somebody to transcribe it where it is in written form.
Yeah, mail me a copy. Mail me a copy.
Yeah, I've already asked somebody. I hadn't heard back from them, but
I got three email addresses I'd like for you to forward it to.
Okay, let me get my pencil here. Okay,
Fred Smith, followed by the letter K W, Kilo Whiskey.
Wait a minute, I got Fred Smith. What?
KW. Fred Smith, and then the letters KW.
Oh, okay. All lowercase.
Yeah.
KW.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at. Then the name Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, as in Sierra.
Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
Correct.
M as in,
Mike,
yeah.
You forgot all that military shit.
Yeah, I forgot Mike. I sure did. Fred Smith, KW at Morris.
And then followed by the letter BB, boy, boy.
MarsBB.net. Not N-E-T.
Yeah, dot like, N-E-T.
Like November.
Yeah.
Echo. Tango.
Correct. Yeah,
it's all coming back to me now. Yeah. All right, what's the second one?
Okay, Macy Jane.
Is this your daughter?
Yeah.
M-A-C-Y?
Yeah.
J-A-N-E?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
At.
Yeah.
The letter Y is in Yankee.
Yeah.
Followed by the word mail, M-A-I-L.
Ymail?
Ymail.com.
Okay. All right. Macy Jane at Ymail.com.
Correct.
All right.
Third one is Miller dot.
Miller?
Dot Fraser.
Miller Fraser. Okay.
You got in between there. You got to put a period. Miller.
Miller dot Frazier. Okay.
Correct. Frazier.
Yeah.
At.
Yeah.
Yahoo.com. YAHOO.com.
Okay, now this is miller.frazier@yahoo.com. Let me read that first one back to you.
Yeah.
Fred Smith KW at morrisbb.net.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that way you should name, plus you got it, plus I know I got a permanent record that it won't be
destroyed. Yeah,
yeah, if they gag me, I got all that.
It's pretty good. It wasn't an interview. It was a pretty good statement.
Yeah,
but, you know, it can be edited slightly to, you know, the Umarug, you know. It'll be exactly what you said. And maybe if you repeat yourself or something, I might take that out. But when they do a playback.
Send me the transcript. I might do it again. At least we got that. We got that on.
Oh, yeah, and we got it on audio tape, but it's not real clear. He just held a recorder up to his cell phone, you know.
He didn't do a good job of recording, huh?
Well, it wasn't him. It was just all he could do was hold his recorder up to his cell phone.
Is that the way he did it?
He didn't have any sophisticated equipment.
Okay, well, keep your ear open for somebody.
But I listened to it, and I could understand just about all of it. You might have mumbled a little bit here and there,
yeah.
I can interpolate, you know. But listen, Kevin was worried sick after you finished because, well, it was more or less a confession.
All calls with the exception of attorney-privileged calls are subject to monitoring and...
He's not supposed to associate with any convicted felons. Well, that didn't occur to me when I did your number.
He's a Christian, isn't he?
Oh, shit, no. He's a cosmo theist, but he doesn't want to go back to prison. He doesn't want to go back to prison for breaking his parole.
He told me, after I finished my message, he says something to the effect of, may your soul be forgiven or something like that. He used the word soul.
He's talking about racial soul, you know. He doesn't believe in heaven and hell and all that.
He don't know me, so it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, but I advise if he's worried to call his parole officer and just preempt him. Because, you know, they record these phone calls.
What he could do is he'd say, look, he just sent it to his parole officer. Here's what the guy said.
Well, that's right. He called him, and the guy called him back, and they said, don't worry about it. Thank you for calling me, and I appreciate you letting me know, because Kevin doesn't want to go back to prison.
No kid.
15-year probation. They got him hogtied. He can't travel. He can't be on Facebook or anything. You know, the goddamn feds.
They got to have one. They got a handle on him.
But
that's what
he's done 42 shows in the last 42 weeks. Voices.
I take your word for it. He's doing the movement good. He's good for the cause.
Oh, yeah. Kevin probably lost in did an article Friday, Saturday, on me being the new chairman of the Alliance.
Uh-huh.
And then that NARG outfit, Sue and Gleeby, did another article, and they claim they're going to continue Sue and Gleeby and trying to get their lots, but they're shit out of luck, because I got it.
I'm super glad to hear that.
And I said that Covington thing, I told you he had to pay me $8,000, so, you know,
did you get your money?
No, but I'll have it in the next week or so. That's two small victories, you know. They're the sweetest ones sometimes, you know.
You're a tenacious fella when you get on somebody's ass. I regret
you. Well, ain't that the way it's supposed to be? I mean, God, if everybody like that, we wouldn't have a damn problem.
How's the building going?
No, it was 70 degrees today, and it was beautiful, and the leaves are changing and all that, you know.
I wish I could see that.
We'll have my first frost next week, probably. I'm ready. I got all the firewood cut. I got these damn 25,000 books, 27,000 books here in my headquarters building.
That's the inventory, right? You got a lot of copies.
No, I got Dr. Pierce's library. And I got another library.
Thousands of different books?
Yeah.
Okay.
His research library got his notes and all these books. I found a manuscript for
Hunter. How many copies of Turner Diaries?
Oh, I got a bunch. Well, I got the whole inventory. I got the National Vanguard books, too, so I got the whole inventory, all the land, all the buildings.
It'd be nice if you could make a big buck and put up some billboards advertising your website.
We're getting the original website, natvan.com and natall.com, we've gotten into, so, we're going to be taking off here soon, Glenn. You'd be proud.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, Dr. Pierce's work, you know.
You can't do no better work than that. He's the most persuasive man. Since Hitler. It might even have been more persuasive than Hitler. I don't know.
All calls with the exception of attorney privileged calls are subject to monitoring and recording.
I'll let you go then. I appreciate you doing that for me.
I'm getting down to $5, she said, was my balance, so I can probably do one more.
I'm going to send you $100, by the way, the next few days.
I'll recharge this phone IC solution thing, and you can keep calling.
Well, if I get to be too much of a burden on you, let me know. No, I don't want to, man.
Hey, you got to have some kind of link. I hope they don't gag you and do away with your phone terms.
You're my mouthpiece.
Well, I can't post to be in the air.
I forgot to tell you, my lawyer met with me the other day.
They're going to go for the death penalty.
Yeah, did I tell you? Okay. Yeah. They're going for the death penalty. So I know that much. They hadn't notified you yet,
just him?
No, just him.
They'll officially notify you.
We're going to court 13th of November, so they'll probably tell me then.
Yeah. Hell, that was Paul Terry, this reporter I talked to Friday morning at a hearing with the Libby lawsuit.
Yeah.
He did the writing about Joseph Paul Franklin.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, Glenn Miller called me just last night. He said, boy, I'd really like to talk to him. I said, he ain't going to talk to you. I said, he ain't got nothing to say to you.
Hey, but if you
want to put something out there, I can leak it to him or that Dallas City Star.
What media does he represent?
Southern Poverty Law Center. But he used to be an Associated Press writer and the Washington Post. So he's just a regular journalist who's hired by...
Here's the thing about it. I've already talked to Associated Press, right? Bill Draper.
I looked him up. I Googled him. He saw his picture and the kind of work he does, and he seemed all right.
I talked to him Friday. He says, everything is a go.
Good. Except
for getting approval from the jail, and he's going to work on that next week. He's hoping to call it Monday.
It's going to go out Associated Press and CNN.
If they can do it, if they get permission. I might already be gagged and just don't know it.
Now, is that thing that you did to Kevin, is that the same thing you're going to give him? Pretty much. Or is it going to be an interview?
Yeah. Don't release that tape to the NIV.
Just hand that thing out just in case. I got you. I won't do that. After I do the CNN deal,
I might do another taping. If he finds somebody that's interested in that and he's got the proper equipment, you got to make a good
tape. Yeah, we did that on such short notice. I just did it on top of my head.
I didn't even have no notes or nothing. I just wanted to hurry up and get it.
You let in right, and I finished you pretty concise. You didn't beat yourself over. I told myself, you said several times you were sorry that they weren't Jews, and so I regret that. You got to say that, man. You got to say that, because you thought they were Jews.
The boy looked 20 years old sitting in that sitting up in the front. I was on the other side of the vehicle.
1 minute remaining.
The boy was on the passenger side. He looked, he was dark. Both of them dark people. He was looking at pictures and see that. And they're sitting right out in front of a goddamn Jewish community center. What the hell were you thinking?
You don't see no goddamn Jews in a Christian. You asked that woman if she was a Jew, and she said no, and you passed her by, man.
I let her live. She's white.
I bet she'd be an interesting one to interview. Everybody else, somebody asked her if they're Jew, they're going to all say, no, I'm not Jew.
I had that 12 gauge point in her head when she said, I'll let you go, Will.
Okay, thanks again.
Thanks again.
Hang in there, man. Let's see you, bye.
All right.